Scientists say last month was the warmest November on record. Now, it might not have felt like that in the U.S., but North America was an exception. The global average temperature for November was 56.6 degrees Fahrenheit. That's more than a degree above the 20th century average. We don't know if that explains what you're about to see, but in nature, when something changes, it can have a far-reaching impact.
A feeding frenzy along the California coast. Like none ever recorded.
And talking to the old timers, the fishermen that have been out here for 60 years, they've never seen anything like this.
Monterey Bay, now a massive soup bowl, as the locals call it, feasting humpback whales. They should have gone south months ago.
What would keep whales like this here?
We're talking about miles and miles of anchovies, mountains deep.
And it's not just whales. There are sea lions in droves, even killer whales.
You've got to understand the entire food chain to get to understand this, and you won't know that unless you know more about the weather and the currents of the oceans.
Knowing more, a top priority for climate researchers as they grapple with new environmental trends.
One of my favorite sayings right now is we may be experiencing global weirding.
The Pacific recently has seen its fair share of weird.
Invasion
of Humboldt squid up and down the California coast. Sea lion calves this year dying off in worrying numbers, and in recent weeks, disturbingly, sea stars from Alaska to San Diego wasting away, literally melting.
Starting to see animals that were common here 30 or 40 years ago, maybe shifting their ranges farther north.
Space might be the final frontier, but space tourism could let more people get there. Not cheap. One company is offering people the experience of what it's like to launch out into space.
Tourists could blast off into space as early as next year on Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two. Until then, future astronauts can train for the rigors of space on Earth.
It's the real deal. We're training them just as we would a military pilot, a fighter pilot, or an astronaut.
More than 300 people have taken the two-day space training course at the NASTAR Center in Pennsylvania. The program centers around a state-of-the-art simulator, a human centrifuge that replicates what space travel feels like.
Firing sequence starts in 3, 2, 1.
You're going to see your G-meter, your altimeter, your rear camera view, the visuals outside the spacecraft as you actually feel the forces of you launching up a simulated weightlessness and then re-entry back down to Earth.
The faster it spins, the more you feel the forces of gravity.